This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio. Cool. Echo, though. Echo.
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 Echo. Echo.
Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Earth feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought that maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike Show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
Oh, no. No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant guy.
How bad do you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Good afternoon. Your question, you're on with Professor Beverly. Your question, please.
Yes, I have to say that living in New York for... Let me turn this down. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. It's 43 minutes after the hour. We have another 7 minutes and then we're out of here. Are you back?
Yes, I'm a lifelong New York City resident. As far as being poor or feeling poor, I have to say that one thing that has made me feel poorer, probably since about last year sometime, is the fact that something has been ripped away from New York City, which I think should be brought back immediately, and that, of course, is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on. Okay, thank you very much, Professor Andrew. And I'd like to thank you, including, by the way, our new callers. And that includes the Belcher. Very funny. Ha, 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 ha.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, how are you doing? Good morning to you, and how's everything?
I'm a little sad tonight, so I thought I'd put the radio on.
Oh, boy, and you got me. Oh, this is great. Are you feeling any better?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better.
That's good. That's anything I can do for you.
Yeah, I'm a little sad. My friend Mike can't get a date, and I feel bad for him because he's a really nice guy.
Nice guy. Nice.
Yeah, he was at a Maxim party last week, and he tried to give one of the models a Roman helmet. And it didn't go over well.
I see. Well, thank you for calling. Listen, whatever your friend is doing, make sure that he does it safely. Safely.
Cut the jibber-jab.
Get ready for some hot fun this Wednesday. The Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Pike. Hot fun. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figures of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, audacious Buzz, red-hot Rob, and John and Joe, your joy boys. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Please enter your password.
Just one moment, please.
Authorization received. Countdown sequence initiated.
All systems are functional.
The Don and Mike Show is on the air. Featuring the world's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger.
You're ugly and your mama dresses you funny.
With team coverage news from newsman Buzz Burbank.
You ever suck some marijuana?
And Buzz Burbank.
I used to suck coke.
Everybody's people-loving producer, Rob Spiewak.
You rap ass for nothing.
With your host, Mike O'Mara.
Don't do anything to my face. Honestly, I'm telling you the honest truth.
And your team leader, Don Geronimo.
Of that.
You can call Don and Mike toll free at 1-877-365-3636.
Hey, right. Kids, how would you like to hear this?
It's the place where DBs and Sacramentonians alike move to Whoreville. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I found that hard to hear some of that.
That was done by a loyal listener.
Yeah.
Not professionally done.
A little muddy in the middle, and I didn't get some of the drop-ins, but that's just me.
I bet you like it muddy in the middle.
Bam, bam.
something.
Thank you, Jason McCullough.
The Don and Mike Show.
He sent that to us.
Hello!
How you doing, Jack?
How bad do you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Tell me, Elvis.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Let's start today. Brothers Johnson.
Hello, my love.
Johnson office. Star Barry letter 23.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Wow.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Hello.
Hello.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
We appreciate it.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
Thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Man, you want me to get, Jack. If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
I make it feel really good for you, hon. Thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Who knows? You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Big Ed. And as you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Thursday, 1012, Odd 6. That's October 12th, 2006. And like the guy gave you, here's the phone number from anywhere in North America, including Canada, 877-365-3636.
I'll just be your secret lover.
You can hear us on your internet computer. Hey, all you internet predators.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Yeah, that's right. You can hear us on the computer. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. You can send us fan mail. Our webmeister, Yanni, is back there answering the mail.
Feeling a lot better today.
Email at donandmikewebsite.com. And the entire show available for you on iTunes. You can click on the front page of our website, and it'll take you right there. Right, Chris? Right.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Wow.
I know you will.
Yeah, he likes it. Can you teach me anything?
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
You wrestle?
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Some of Chris Hansen's moves.
Wow.
Are you a prostitute?
Oh, dear. Now Dr. Phil's getting in on it.
Thinking you might want to have sex with me?
You can suck this.
Wow. I'll just be your secret lover.
Mind your own effing business. Leave me the F alone. I hate you. F you. Shut the F up.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
You effing C-word.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
All right.
You're getting kind of are drunk at a tissue level.
Getting kind of a picture of television, aren't we?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Cut the jibba-jabba.
What's okay on TV today?
What do you mean? Well, you know, Chris Hansen, like Dr. Phil, gives and gives.
He does.
And gives.
He really does.
He just will not stop giving. Okay.
They both got two totally unique ways of speaking, which I find fascinating.
Chris Hansen has all the positions and moves, though.
The freaking moves.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
You freaking
I'd
bad.
Let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Yeah.
On top of me.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. Phil McGraw.
That's Phil McGraw.
Phil McCracken. Hello, Don and the Mike Show. Hello there. Hello.
Are you speaking into the telephone?
That's just somebody either hanging up or the phones have to be reset.
No,
either way, give me a moment. And
I'm nervous to come on the show.
Oh, God, so much to get to today.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
A crank caller. Let me just start by saying something. I think maybe a lot of people feel this way. No disrespect at all to Orientals, as Bill Parcells would say.
Very nice of you to say that.
But to the family of the Yankee that was in the plane crash. I don't know who went to ESPN and said to them, you're a news channel.
Mm-hmm.
really the story happened as is outlined on our show yesterday about this time yesterday. You know, everybody knows this now, and there has been the already predicted feeding frenzy on this guy.
Yeah.
But I want to particularly point out ESPN.
Okay.
That last night I got home and I went to look at my TiVo to see my PTI
right.
with Tony and Mike, and it wasn't on. It had been preempted for the breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to see my NFL Live that had been TiVo'd, and it also had the breaking news. So then I just turned on regular ESPN, like at 8:30 last night. They're still on.
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing new.
Yeah.
They're talking to people on the telephone. They're sitting around like it's some kind of real newscast. And I finally got disgusted with it and said, screw it. I got up this morning, and of course, because I'm a creature of habit, one of the channels I go to, ESPN. I like seeing the SportsCenter replay.
Same stuff?
No, different stuff. In my opinion, worse stuff to be replaying every hour.
Wow.
What they're doing is they're recapping the entire goddamn thing over and over. And now they've gotten from Comcast, because you see their logo on the screen, a videotape of this guy when he was out on a flight recently, flying around Philadelphia. And if that's not creepy and oogie and in bad taste, and the thought that ESPN runs this thing into the goddamn ground, no pun intended, yesterday and all last night, and then they got the SportsCenter show that just repeats every hour. Any guy knows this, that pretty much from 6 a.m. till noon, you can watch SportsCenter like at 10 minutes here or 10 minutes there, 10 minutes there.
Get all the information you need.
And after a while, you seem to know, if you've had the TV on, you walk around the room, you go, oh, I saw this part already. You know that at 10 after the hour, they're going to have a thing about whatever team you like. Well, I figured out that at 35 minutes after the hour, every hour today for 10 minutes, I'm going to be able to watch footage of this guy flying his plane.
Right. Because a Yankee player happened to be in the plane, and
That's
what makes this, the hybrid story,
and
where it goes into the ESPN realm because it's a player.
But here's the other thing that I just have to say. I'm not a baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was on the Yankees for 3 months.
He came over in the Bobby Abreu deal from the Philadelphia Phillies. He was kind of it wasn't really a throw-in because it was a significant pitcher, he came to the Yankees with the big star, Bobby Abreu, who they got.
And he's probably would have gone to another team after this year, right?
I would think so. I mean, I don't think that he was a real driving force in the Yankees. He was, he was there, first of all, a brief amount of time, and he wasn't one of their superstar pitchers.
Here's the point that maybe is going to be an unpopular point, but screw it. Let's say that another major leaguer from another team had flown a plane into a building in San Francisco, in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Unless that player was Barry Bonds,
mm-hmm.
it would have been a story that made the news, and people would have thought, oh, this might be a 9/11 thing.
Right. Yeah.
But it wouldn't be replayed over and over and over again, and we wouldn't have this pounded into our heads.
Right.
And
you think it's a New York thing? Is that the reason?
Yeah, and I don't blame the people of New York. I blame the media, because they're going to people and saying,
well, that's because that's where the media is.
What did you think? Well, I thought it was 9/11 again yesterday. I thought it was 9/11 again yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was a beloved Yankee. Trust me, if he was a guy batting for the Milwaukee Brewers,
right?
And this happened in any other major city in America.
Yeah, you have to combine both. I agree with you. If it was another team and it happened in another city, the fact that it was a Yankee and it happened in New York, that's why that it got the play that it did.
I think so. Yeah.
What did Rob write? What did Rob?
You're funny, Colin. They traded him to the Angels.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's nice. Oh,
that's kind of sweet, Rob. Yeah, that's actually kind of sweet.
And the other thing...
seemed to be a story that was behind this that really was overlooked, in my opinion, I don't want to call it hype, but it was hype. At a certain point, it became a hype story, was the fact that you can take a plane off from Teterboro Airport, which is right next to Manhattan, and fly right next to the city. And you don't have to tell anybody.
Wow.
You can just fly. It's the most ridiculous. I was blown away by that.
They said to him, because I know I saw
it. You don't have to file a flight plan, right?
All you got to do is say, I'm going to fly down the East River.
I'm going to fly under a certain altitude. So, and they didn't even know he was on the plane. I am so amazed. And really, you got this. Wouldn't you say in the pecking order of the fact that he's a Yankee, the fact that people reminded people of 9/11, the emergency response, wasn't this story like sixth or seventh down on the list of things that they would get to? And this, to me, should be at the top of the gap. What the hell are they letting any planes fly around Manhattan for?
If
God's sake.
You're a rich guy and you got a plane and you got a helicopter,
you're cool. You don't have to be a rich guy. You could be a guy that wants to take a plane out and rent a plane for an hour and go up with an instructor, and you can fly down the Hudson River, up the East River. It just blows me away.
And the other thing.
Yeah, but but you can't bring your hair gel into the airport.
I wanted to jump through the TV and choke every person last night that said, this puts it all in perspective.
Why?
Huh? Yeah.
Puts what in perspective?
Exactly.
Yeah.
When they talk about this.
What does it put in perspective?
They love saying that on ESPN, as if they focus on sports all the time.
It puts one thing in perspective for me. Why? It does. It makes me realize that all the stories I'm hearing about the fact that we are not prepared with Homeland Security in this country,
this would be a
absolutely 1,000% true.
Well, all I know is that if it ever happens, don't let Steve Levy be on TV. If it ever happens, please. Awful. Really. The guy's very decent as a sports center anchor. He's okay. I didn't even mind his toupee. But for God's sakes, he thought he was Walter Cronkite last night.
Well, they all, probably some of those guys, in a way, aspire to that? You know, they got to sit there and give scores every day, and they probably get a little bored.
I think it's
they all want to be the anchor guy.
I think it's news. You know, it's news for you if T.O. tries to off himself.
Right.
You know, and then it turns out to be a mistake. That's news. Mm-hmm. I mean, now, if T.O. flies his plane into a building, now I'm watching. Now
so what you're saying, your point, if I'm getting it, is leave it to the news stations, leave it to CNN, to Fox News.
Let them repeat it over and over.
Sports is sport. You know, you give your obit of that, and then you move on.
Yeah, because, and again, I don't mean any offense to this guy, or certainly his family, because I know what it's like to go through losing a loved one.
Sure.
But to my knowledge, he was not a sports figure that everybody would immediately know who would get this kind of freaking coverage. Where still it's like, you know, they're showing his picture like he's a fallen war hero, where they're going to black and they're showing, you know, 1950 something to 2006. And it's like, you know, hold on. There are cops out there being killed every day.
It was a little confused. I thought the coverage was a little confused.
We got guys in Iraq being blown to bits every day. I'm sorry that this happened. I'm sorry that he was a beloved pinstripe Yankee, yo!
There was one observation.
Yeah.
I will quote, you know, my number one source of news and my number one source of inspiration.
Fox News Channel.
No, Kelly Ripa on the Regis and Kelly show, who really said something that hit home with me. And it was the pictures, everybody saw them, of the burning building when you saw the water right after, you know, the plane had hit. It seemed like just minutes, where water was shooting out and they had actually gotten firefighters up there. And it reminded me of when we were living up there and she brought up the point that there are still people not knowing what the situation is. They don't know if this is not a terrorist thing at the point, but they'll still charge into those buildings, run up 40 flights of stairs and start putting, water on this fire. And that was the best observation of the whole thing that I heard. That was actually terrific.
Better than Matt Lauer standing in the middle of the street?
No, I didn't like Matt Lauer. But I didn't think Regis and Kelly needed a reporter either. They got a reporter. Did you see that this morning?
Of course they did, because it's New York.
Yeah, it's a New York thing.
It's a New York thing. And, of course, with Regis.
Sorry it disrupted Regis' trip to see Barbara Streisand last night.
The traffic into the tunnel was 1 hour and 40 minutes.
We had to pick the right steakhouse up there near the garden, near Madison Square Garden. You know, he's funny. It's the great old style of talking about, you know, hobnobbing with the stars. Right. I mean, it's been
done. He's got to work a Yankee plane crash into it.
Yeah.
So he starts off the show this morning by saying
very
how sad
solemn
he is and holding up the paper and getting a Yankee fan for life. And then it's right away, well, it inconvenienced Regis because he couldn't get through a tunnel to go to see Barbara Streisand last night to sit next to Rosie O'Donnell.
And to sit in back of Bill Clinton.
Thank you!
Jesus H. Christ.
But you know that, you know why. It's New York. It's New York. That's why, and that's the epicenter of media. That's why you got that coverage on ESPN.
Now, even though this wasn't a security issue at all, did any of you see the fighter jets that were all over D.C. today? I had like 12 flyovers in formation over my house today.
And that was not related, I believe.
I hope not.
No, are you sure you're not just like Ray Liotta and Goodfellas?
A little paranoid?
Sure that there's a helicopter following you everywhere?
Ever since I've given up the drugs, I've been a little nervous. But, I mean, really, startlingly loud, and four jets at a time, weird.
Right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
How'd the plane crash anyway? Like, I didn't hear anything about it. I work for Pepsi, and I'm merchandising in a couple stores. And I see on the
Who do you work for again, sir?
Huh?
Who do you work for?
Pepsi.
There you go. That's
Yeah,
Alan Pepsi and a smile, I believe.
That's
the,
what is your question?
Oh, my question is...
Mike is wondering what happened.
How did it happen?
Yeah, how did it happen? What building was it anyway?
Where were you?
Are you in management at Pepsi, or are you one of the guys that drives the truck?
Dude, I'm a merchandiser. I drive a Ford Focus.
Do you drive a Ford Focus with Pepsi on the side of it?
Oh, yeah.
Slow down.
I think
Pepsi guys are listening. This is Steve. What's up?
Okay, you're really stupid. Right now, you sound so dumb and so ill-informed. If I was you, I'd say I work for Coca-Cola.
Yeah, because you're really not making Pepsi look real good right now.
Okay.
As I sip on my delightful raspberry Dasani water.
Gar, I have a radio in it?
Don't drink Dasani. No, don't do it.
I'm drinking it right now, pal. And you know what? No, it's making me smarter listening to you.
So, Pepsi.
Please don't. Please don't.
So, okay, tell us now, your name was, did you want to say hi to a boss out there? Is that what you were saying?
No. I really did want to ask.
No. I heard you saying you had a shout out for somebody.
No. It's not a shout out. I was just. Okay,
what did he write? That Dasani is Coca-Cola?
No, it's Coca-Cola. So we're mentioning Dasani, and then Rob was pointing at this one, which we're not going to mention.
Oh.
That's the one we're going to be both drinking later out of the same bottle.
How did the freaking plane crash?
Oh, hold on a second. How out of the loop are you? This happened 24 hours ago. I was just on a diatribe about how it's been on a nonstop reel on every TV and radio station in the world. What rock did you just crawl out from under?
My house. I don't know. Dude, I don't watch the news. Look.
Why don't you watch the news?
I don't know. I'm 18. Why would I be watching the news?
All right. Listen. Here's
You're 18? How did you get a job, a high-ranking job at the Pepsi bottling company?
My girlfriend's father works there.
I like you more now.
Here's the deal. We got a tip that Saddam Hussein was in the building.
I think what ticks me off more. Okay. Seriously. Forgive how the plane crashed.
Who is the current Secretary of Defense?
No, Saddam.
Donald Rumsfeld.
They got a tip that Saddam Hussein was. We've got him. That would be what's his name?
Osama bin Laden. Right.
Obi-Wan
bin Laden.
Bin Laden. Right.
R2-D2.
It was him. Oh my God!
That's Pepsi caffeination.
So, do you just drive around in your Ford Focus with Pepsi on the side, smoking marijuana all day?
You're crazy, man.
Would you just answer yes or no, please?
Please, yes or no.
No, I don't do drugs.
You don't do drugs? Do you drink?
No, not anymore.
You don't drink? What do you mean, not anymore? You're 18.
I used to, not anymore.
What, when you were 14?
He was a kid.
17.
Listen, come on, can I tell you?
I don't believe anything now that's coming out of his
mouth.
Are you serious?
Everybody at Pepsi's high. Come on, everybody knows that. All the Pepsi companies, Taco Bell... All the KFC, all the subsidiaries, they're all high.
Well, those are owned by Yum Food.
Aquafina!
There it is! We just got this dude fired because...
Methamphetamine.
Listen, he was on methamphetamines and he came into work and he was going in Pepsi. He was going in store stocking like 2 liters of Pepsi into produce. He was putting I'm missing a banana.
Dude, if I may call you that, I believe if anybody from the Pepsi company is listening to you today, your job may be in future. You may have to find a bright future in sales elsewhere.
What was your name again?
Steve. What was your full name, Steve?
I'm not giving that out.
Steven?
Okay.
Steven,
my name's not even Steven. I just use Steven.
Steven, may I ask you a question? What dissuaded you from pursuing a higher education?
What do you mean?
Why
aren't you in college?
Good answer.
All right, what else can we help
you
with?
No need to help him, Buzz.
All right.
What can you tell us? I tell you what. We'll tell you what happened in that awful plane crash if you tell us the latest taste sensation offered by Pepsi Cola.
There you go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do I tell you first?
Yes.
That would be the newly released Pepsi Jazz in black cherry and vanilla and strawberries and cream. Get your jazz today.
Would that be a hyper-caffeinated beverage?
No, it's a diet.
Which do you like better?
Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Drink a lot of Mountain Dew?
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff.
That's the good stuff.
You ready for the answer about the plane now?
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah, no one knows.
Oh, come on.
No one knows what caused the crash.
Why do you think everybody's talking about it for a whole day? No one knows. It's a mystery.
Don't know for sure. They said it could take months to figure out what happened, what caused the plane crash.
Right.
I thought people were talking about it just because the Yankees pitcher died. I was mad because the first two words were Yankee pitcher died in plane crash. It wasn't. Forget about all the other people on the plane. It's just the Yankees pitcher that they care about.
All 20 of them, you mean?
24, Mike. 24 of them. 24, Mike.
It wasn't 20 died in plane crash, including Yankees pitcher. First thing they said was Yankees pitcher. That's ridiculous.
He was 50% of the people on the plane.
Well, now, Buzz, that sounded weird.
Buzz, now he was 50% of the people.
Now you've tossed out a mathematical quiz.
Yeah, well, now let's see how our young Stephen handles this quiz.
That.
After Buzz's comment, will you please tell us how many people were on the plane?
20.
20.
Right.
20.
Excellent.
20.
Excellent.
Yeah, let's all make fun of you.
Cola swilling friend.
The 19 forgotten people.
So what's up this afternoon? You're going to drop off a case of what, Diet Mountain Dew, maybe some Mountain Dew Red, maybe load up a couple of soda machines, and then what?
No, I just go to stores and put the back stock out on the shelf, and then I leave and go home and not watch.
So you're not even, you don't even do the real heavy lifting?
Yeah, I do the heavy lifting. No, you pull.
But he's not like the delivery guy, Rob, that brings in all the big cases in.
No, not the truck. I just go and like pull out pallets from like back stock and make displays in the grocery store.
All right, let's stop goofing around here, Steve.
Well, so you're using your artistic side. I mean, autistic side.
Steve, let's cut through the BS. Where do you want to end up in PepsiCo? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Not a manager of McDonald's, that's what. I'm not a burger flipper. It's a lot better.
Well, we didn't say that. Why did you suddenly? Is this how you think it might go if things don't go well at Pepsi?
Where do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself with PepsiCo in 5 years?
5 years? I don't know. Probably a route driver.
A route driver?
What's wrong with that? They make good money. They really do.
We're not disparaging that at all.
Steve, I was going to tell you, my friend, you're going the wrong way. Shoot for the moon.
Donovan, what would you like me to be?
I would like you to think of the executive suite. Executive suite.
In 5 years, I see myself the owner of Pepsi Cola.
You are a junior executive.
Owning Pepsi.
How does your girlfriend's father feel about you? And what does he do at PepsiCo?
Oh, he's one of the managers. He's cool.
He's cool?
He's cool.
He's a cool guy.
How does he like his daughter dating you?
Does he know what you do to his daughter?
I don't do anything to his daughter.
No, come on. You know what I mean. Come on. You know what I mean. Baloney pony?
No, he doesn't.
No, he does. What, he doesn't know?
No, he doesn't.
He does
he's
not.
A...
So he
huh?
he thinks that you're not banging his daughter?
I can't say he does.
Is it possible that you made a good impression on him when you met him for the first time?
Yes.
How did that happen?
Hi, I'm Steve.
Listen. Hey, dude.
What do you mean, how did it happen?
Hey, dude.
I just don't see you making a good impression on anybody.
He's made a good impression on us, Mike.
Yes, he has, actually.
A merchandiser who didn't know how a plane crashed.
Is she,
Yes.
Hey, listen, dude, hold on a second. Is she good? Tell me something. Is she good in bed?
Huh?
Is she good in bed?
Good in bed, what?
Hold on. You heard him the first time and you heard him the second time.
Is she good in the sack?
Oh. I don't know.
No, come on. You're among friends.
Are you guys getting off to me saying how my girlfriend is?
No.
No,
we're asking.
Well,
yes,
no, we're just asking questions. Don might be.
Give it a number. I'm going somewhere with this. Between 1 and 10.
Well, you just said, well, yeah.
Between 1 and 10, how good a lay is she?
8.
She's
8.
All right, so you are banging her. So now that's out there.
I should have never mentioned that.
Now,
yeah, Dad's not going to like that. You're coming on a national radio show.
I mean, I'm making all this up.
Talking about that. Yeah, I don't believe. Now I believe you telling the truth.
I see Steve flying the company plane.
So, Steve.
Is Dad a hunter?
Is what a hunter?
Is her father a hunter?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, all right, good.
Actually,
it gets better.
Do you wear a condom?
I don't do that. I don't feel like getting her pregnant. I really don't. I'm dead serious.
You don't do what?
Really, I don't have sex that often.
Oh, really? That often? How often do you have
sex? I don't feel like getting her pregnant. I'd rather, just forget about it and, like,
Do you use? Oh, instead of getting her pregnant, freaking ruining my life.
When you do have sex, do you use protection?
Yes, I do.
All right, that's okay. And you know what? That's the first round of applause you've gotten from the peanut.
And how is she with that? Is she okay with that?
Yeah.
She's fine with that. Does she take care of you in other ways?
Yes.
Really? Is she good like that?
Do I like it? Yes.
Is she good like that, taking care of you?
Oh, she's good like that.
Yeah, daddy's little girl?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen daddy's collection of guns?
Daddy's little Pepsi girl?
Do you think
daddy knows that...
Are you out of high school yet?
Yeah, I'm 18.
You're 18? I just was wondering... Any
yes, I'm out of high school. No, you can't work for Pepsi and be in school. Cause
do you think that dad knows that she wraps her hands around your 2-liter bottle?
Wow, you're giving him credit.
You can't say that word. You can't say we're funny as that.
Edit me out. Edit.
It's not that easy.
Edit me out.
A lot of people. You made a lot of people jump just then.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because radio is delayed. Like when I
it's delayed,
yeah,
but it also
screws up the show.
It messes up our content.
It's sort of abuser.
You moron!
I feel like if somebody did that in your delivery of Pepsi. Now you wouldn't like that very much.
I apologize.
I want you to think really, really carefully about the answer to this question that I'm going to ask you. Okay? And I want you to answer it with thought, and I want you to answer it honestly. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many times, and just give us a rough estimate, how many times a day do you wash your hands?
Do I wash my hands after every store? It's about 6 or 7.
6 or 7 times a day?
Yeah.
All right.
It's easier to work. You know,
how many how many with soap?
All of them.
All of them?
Yes.
So you consider your hands to be relatively germ-free?
No way they're germ-free. That's impossible.
No way. Are you worried about an E. coli breakout with your shipment of Pepsi?
No, it's easier to work with. I generally just wouldn't like.
What's easier? What do you mean it's easier to work with?
Well, when you get all the dead skin off, you know, with all the dead skin on it, it feels a little. It's weirder to work with a bottle.
You mean when you wash your hand, your skin sloughs off?
Do I scrub them off?
Sloughs.
So what? Your skin flakes off when you're grabbing the bottles of Pepsi?
Well, because there's so much dust in the back room of those stores, it just cakes on it. You know.
Once again, the people at Pepsi just have to be saying to themselves,
we're hitting home runs here.
Please stop the advertisement. Please. So, the bottles of Pepsi in the store...
With your dead skin on them.
...are caked with mold and mildew and rot and your dead skin on them.
Yep.
Do you clean all that crap off before you put them out on the shelf?
All right, I gotta go.
What was your best subject when you went to school?
What?
What was your best subject when you went to school?
English.
No.
It was not.
I gotta go.
Why do you have to go?
My boss is calling me.
You are lying.
Is your boss your girlfriend's daddy?
Yeah.
I just missed it.
Thanks.
You what?
No, seriously.
No, seriously what?
I have to go home.
You have to go home.
No, I have to call him.
I have to call him.
Now that I can't hear, I have to call him. I have to go.
Do you know if there's any chance he'd be listening to the show?
You know, I bet you've been on the show, like 15 minutes,
something like that.
I bet somebody called him. Tell him the guy that's banging his wife, banging his daughter is on the radio.
I'm not banging his daughter.
You know, you just told us you were. And you gave us a very, very nice description of what that involves.
And you,
leading up to safe sex and everything else.
And you said that she does everything.
Just listen, you guys are insane. You guys are all insane.
We are not insane. We are trying to help. We're trying to help the father of this woman figure out how to eliminate you from their lives.
It'd be 15 minutes that you've been talking.
And the first step is to fire you from PepsiCo.
I disagree.
I say promote him, Mike. Escalator to the top floor.
Promote him to the front office.
Tomorrow morning, tell him the formula.
The Pepsi formula. Hey, Pally. I've fought bigger guys than
Beyond AM.
Oh, hold on a second. I got that somewhere here, Mike.
Forget it! I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
Miss Crawford, we don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are. But Jim. I come out publicly against your product, and you'll see how much you sell.
Hold on.
Please, Miss Crawford. It's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Hold on. She's talking. This is from Mommy Dearest.
She's talking to the board of directors at Pepsi-Cola.
At Pepsi-Cola. Please listen. Listen and learn.
Don't with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo. You forget the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want. It's a sword. Cuts both ways.
Cuts both ways.
Now he seems to be talking to someone in the background.
Hello?
Who's talking to you, Stephen?
No, I was listening to the radio.
No, you were talking to someone.
I swear to God, there's no one in the car with me.
Okay. All right, Super Steve. Well, Ben, nice.
Who would I be talking to? What would I say? I mean, hi, I'm on the radio. What would I say?
No, I would gather to say in most of your conversations, you don't have a lot to say.
That's you. There. No, figure out how to eliminate you from their lives.
You're about a minute and a half behind.
A minute and a half behind from what? Yeah, that's why I told you. It's delayed.
Well, no, but actually, your brain is about a minute behind, I would imagine.
Your
brain actually, it might be 24 hours behind based on the opening question that you started this whole
thing. Your
brain
has the hard candy shell.
I knew the plane crashed. I just didn't know how.
Hey!
Hey, Tard, did you really just say true dat?
He did.
He's really retarded.
Wow, that's pretty
this
bad.
This bulletin just in, Pepsi stock through the roof. Coca-Cola, this in from Atlanta. Breaking news. Coca-Cola says forget it. They're pouring it all down the drain.
How did the show go from a Yankee pitcher dying in a plane crash to ridiculing a poor Pepsi merchandiser?
I don't know. Gee, I don't know because we searched all
the thing
data.
I said is I work for Pepsi, and we've heard six words about the plane crash.
If the Pepsi company is smart, they've got their entire board of directors listening to this phone call right now.
Executive of tomorrow today.
And you're a Pepsi merchandiser?
Yeah.
Where is that on the pecking order as far as Pepsi goes? I mean, what is your entry?
Number one.
Really?
Number one.
That is an entry-level position?
What is that, right below knob polisher?
Oh, man, that is number one. I am number one. Number one merchandiser.
You mean you're the bottom rung?
What? You know what you are? You're the K-Fed of Pepsi.
Yeah.
You're the Kevin Federline of Pepsi. You truly are. Yeah, and your girlfriend is the Britney Spears of Pepsi.
Would your job as a merchandiser be described as an entry-level position?
I just started, so yes.
would your girlfriend be described as an entry-level position? How did your girlfriend...
He seems to be getting annoyed with us.
How did your girlfriend get you the job at Pepsi?
Good question.
She didn't. It was my girlfriend's father who got me the job.
How did she facilitate this?
She came up to me and said, hey, my dad works for Pepsi. Do you want a job with him?
I said, at that point, were you banging her yet?
Why do you guys want to know this?
Was your answer, I?
Were you banging her when she offered you the job?
I wasn't banging her, period.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
Do you have any piercings?
No, I knew you were going to ask that too. No, I don't. I'm a Christian.
Did you say that you were banging
her? You're a Christian?
Did you say you were banging her?
Yes, I'm a Christian.
Did you say that you were banging her during her period?
What? Are you kidding me?
I thought I just heard you say that. I was banging her, period.
No, I didn't.
So you're a Christian?
Yes, I am a Christian.
Have you ever, when she's been?
Yeah, I have, but, you know, it's not something I...
Hey, dude. You keep falling into the trap again. If you want to...
To all the detail you're giving us.
If you want the old man not to think that you're banging her, not only have you now told us that she does everything and she's great in bed, you even bang her during that special time.
Is Dad, is the girl's father, a God-fearing Christian man?
Number one, I didn't hear anything about her being on a period. I didn't answer that.
No, you just did.
Huh?
You just did.
Is Dad a Christian?
Yeah. He's a preacher.
Oh, you're in trouble.
No, I'm not in trouble.
Did you bust your hymen?
I did some crap I didn't like doing, so I figured I should be a Christian. I heard about this stuff. If you don't get saved, you go to hell.
Have you been to jail?
No.
Have you been in juvie?
No, but I've been close.
Really?
So how'd you get a job at Pepsi with your checkered past? Oh, I know, because you're banging the boss's daughter. All right.
What's the worst thing you've ever done? Like the closest you came to getting in trouble with the law?
Breaking and entering.
Again,
I bet it was.
Again, you know, brilliant.
This gets better and better.
And you, of course, didn't mention this to the people at Pepsi when you were hired, right?
No.
That you had almost gotten arrested for breaking
well,
and entering.
Well, it was still breaking and entering. It was more like trespassing because it was a. It was an abandoned building, but we broke it and entered it. So, I guess it was trespassing more.
And did they call your parents?
Yeah, they knew. They didn't really care, you know.
You are smart.
Your parents didn't care, or the people that you got in trouble with didn't care?
Well, it was from that old naval base at in Port Deposit, Phil Bainbridge Naval Base. In Cecil County.
Is it an abandoned naval base?
It is abandoned. It is very abandoned. Well, it wasn't abandoned when we were up there, but it's abandoned.
Wait, hold on a second. It wasn't abandoned. So was this a functioning naval facility that you decided you would break into?
I said it was an abandoned old naval base.
Yes, but you said it wasn't abandoned when we broke into it.
Were there people?
It was abandoned.
You didn't say that.
Did you ever bang the boss's daughter when you were there? Where's the craziest place you ever banged her? You ever bang her in his office?
I'm not answering that.
How about when you walk into the Pepsi offices, you know, that big round rug with the Pepsi logo? You ever have her right there? You ever turn off the security cameras and take her right there?
This is so weird.
I don't think he's smart enough to do that.
I called to ask about a stupid plane crash.
Yeah, and look what happened.
Look what happened.
Exactly.
We learned so much.
All right, seriously, I'm at Super Fresh. I got to hit the store.
Super Fresh.
Yeah, serious.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Serious.
I will wash my hands.
All right, dude.
All right. Peace.
All right. Bye, K-Fed.
Call the boss.
Bye, Kevin. Bye-bye.
That's Christian K-Fed.
He was fun.
That's a lucky dad out there. God, polish the shotgun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, radio guys?
Hi there.
Hey, I work at Pepsi, too. I don't want to get like that guy, though. But as far as the pecking order go, it's hand truck, merchandiser, vending machine. But he's way on the bottom.
So he's one step up from hand truck.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. That's what his girlfriend does.
Yeah. Right,
works
guys.
The hand truck.
Wow.
Thank you, my
friend. Thank
you. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
All right.
Don, I was totally with you on the ESPN coverage being crazy yesterday. Did you notice how they kept mentioning how Cordato was part of the fraternity of baseball?
Yeah, you know, they took it as an opportunity to schmaltz it up to an extent that it did not have to be schmaltzed.
Yeah, I saw a bio done by Len Berman on Channel 4 out of New York, and it just, I don't know why it was weird. It just seemed like it was too soon. You know what I mean? I mean, after the dust settles, they figure out everything. But I guess they have to, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's the same old deal where everybody, they always seem confused. They seem a little bit confused.
I think we said yesterday it would be a feeding frenzy. I just didn't think it would be as spirited as it is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Howdy.
Hey, I think the case is pretty cut and dry, and as far as the investigation goes. Wasn't Rob A. up actually on top of the Empire State Building waving his gorilla arms around?
Honest of a coon!
Now we know.
That's exactly it.
I was the guy with the blonde in my hand.
that was exactly it. All right, enough about that. Hey, I had a fun morning this morning. I was telling Mike about this. I could tell you this very briefly, that I got up early like I always do, did what I had to do, went outside to get the newspaper, came back up to my front door and realized that I went to turn the handle on the door, mm-hmm. and it just went round and round and round, like the wheels on a bus. And I thought, well, I am just screwed, blued, and tattooed because the lock is broken mm-hmm. on my house. So,
and you've got it locked up tight and you can't get in.
Right, because I've shut the door behind me and I don't know why I broke the handle, the lock. I don't know what's going on.
It's so strong. Your Herculean strength.
So I hike up the street to the neighbor house, you know, where she's got the key. And I say, you got a key for my house? And she says, yes. I say, oh, great.
Was she up? I didn't ask you that before the show.
It was like 6:10. Yeah, so she was up.
Okay.
My neighbor. So, she said, yeah. So I make my way back down the hill, go to the front door, put the key in, and it just
like
goes
it's
around.
Almost stripped.
Round and around. So now I'm standing in front of my house, and it's about 6:30. The sun is not even up yet. And I'm thinking,
are you cold? Are you cold, Batman?
No, it was like 60.
Okay.
But I'm thinking, oh, my options here are very limited, that I either, like, go wake up another neighbor or go back to the other neighbor, and then what did I call the cops or call the locksmith? Or like, and that the thought even crossed my mind, well, maybe I'll just break a window.
Break a pane of glass.
Break a window to get in. And I thought, no, I don't want to do that. Then I remembered, hold on a second. Frida had this thing put in. This thing where you turn this panel and you push buttons and the garage door goes up. Right?
Oh, sure.
So this thing is on the outside of the house. It's like a hidden little panel.
Right.
So, Shakespeare's head.
Right. So anyway, I do this thing. I open it up, and I'm thinking, I'm on top of the world. I'm on top of the world. And I look at the keypad, and I realize, I don't know what the number is.
Oh, no.
I don't know what the number is.
You've never had the occasion to use that thing.
No. And I thought, you know who knows what the number is? Well, my son knows what the number is.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm not by a telephone.
Oh, dear. Your telephone's inside?
And it's 6:30 in the morning, and it's not like I'm going to get him he's going to be at a passed out. So I'm standing there like an idiot, and finally I lucked into it. I mean, one of these days we are going to have to change that 6666. That's our code.
Too easy. It was Halloween time, too.
I finally remembered the old secret Frida code. And
oh,
boom,
good.
Got inside, and many thanks to Janet, who is over there sitting now at the house.
As they fix everything?
Yeah, waiting for the locksmith to show up. She came over last night, and we had dinner, and we watched that Tina Fey show.
Uh-huh.
Yuck. Ugh.
Yeah.
Like a stinking, smelly piece of crap that show was.
Horrible. Yeah. Really, just, as bad as it could have been.
Just the worst, and then just because that show was awful and there was nothing else on, I couldn't watch my PTI because all of the stuff on ESPN, so then Janet said, let's watch The Biggest Loser, and I hadn't really watched The Biggest Loser before. And, you know,
that fits into the story of my evening.
My only question is, you know, how come the host of that show is not on that show?
I have never been able to answer
Caroline
that.
Ray.
It's one of Carla's favorite shows, and I've always asked, why is she allowed to host that show? Why can't she be like the trainers? I mean,
she's fat enough.
She is.
She really is fat enough to be on
that show.
She could
go up the escalator.
And I really should thank Janet as well for being such a really great cook. She's a reason that I've been able to, you know, also get my weight down. She cooks better for me. And, today was 199. So, I mean,
look
at
you.
Take a freaking picture of it because I don't know if I'll ever be in this territory again.
And still breaking doors.
Baby. Yeah. Making it happen.
Not good.
And, I'll tell you later about my daughter, who I love very much, but I steal this from Rob. Really. Are you stupid like your mother? I say that with love to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She has had to undergo a bunch of spinal surgeries recently. I won't bore you with the details.
Right.
But she's had a very long checkered past with medical problems. She's on the other side of the tunnel now, and she's got two or three more procedures that are just, you don't want to even know the stuff that they do to her. But fortunately for her, the last couple of times she doesn't have to stay overnight at the hospital. But it is serious enough that they put her under because they're working on her spine, and she's got, like, to stay there for 4 or 5 hours and then let her go home, and she's off her feet for the weekend.
Right.
So she's having one of these procedures done today.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls me up, and she says, hey, Daddy, I want to let you know I'm on the way to the hospital. I said, great. I said, let me talk to Josh. That's her husband.
Right.
My son-in-law. And she said, oh, he's at home with the kids. And I said, well, who's taking you? And she said, a taxi.
Okay.
Now, as it turns out, the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, twin cities like Washington, Baltimore, I mean, except they're closer together, they really are two cities.
Yeah, right.
With two separate traffic headaches, like all cities where people
right.
live. Anyway, the cab was like $77 one way
yeah.
because it's also 29 degrees and snowing today.
Boy,
in Minneapolis. And I said to her, hold on a second. Didn't Josh take the day off work today? She said, yes. I said, why didn't Josh just take you to the hospital and drop you off and then come pick you up? She said, well, because he had to take the kids to school,
right.
and one kid goes to school, and another one's got to be picked up, and the next one's got to be dropped off. He said, well, why would you just give the kids the day off from school? And she said, well, I don't know. We just thought I'd take a cab. So I said, so when you're done with this spinal surgery this afternoon, is somebody picking you up this afternoon? And she said, Well, no, because the one kid's got one thing that they've got to go, and the other kid's got to
go pick them up again.
So she could be taking a cab. She's going to come out of
$150.
She's going to come out of, it's not the money, Mike. It's the thought that she's going through, you know, semi-serious surgery.
On a spine.
Yeah, and she's taking...
Everybody's been in the back of an average cab. It was a very comfortable seat.
She's taking a cab there. Hold on. Yes, Yanni.
I got a question. I've been going through the, you know, with the things with my kidney stones, and that's one of the things they keep asking me every time I go is who's taking you, because a taxi will... They will not let... They will not let you leave in a taxi.
I happen to know that the rules in Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota are different, because I ran that by her as well, and she said... Okay. Hey, as long as someone's out there.
No, I in Minnesota, the back of a taxi cab is a sterile environment. Yeah, unlike here in the D.C. area.
And then I felt so bad for her because she said, you know, are you mad at me? And I'm like, no, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you at all. It's just the thought that you're going to go to get this procedure done, this heavy procedure done, and that you're going in a taxi cab. And I said, you know, it's like what a homeless person would do, you know.
I mean,
that's the only thing. Yeah,
I mean, a totally off base thing for me to say made no sense. But anyway, I hung up the phone.
Well, you know, haven't they delivered babies in the back of cabs?
Yeah, they have.
They've made babies in the back of cabs.
You know,
maybe you have. I don't know. Maybe. Is there something you want to tell us, Buzz? Not that I've already haven't said.
Those crazy kids. So that was and it was a conscious decision that they made. They sat around and said, okay, what do we do today?
Right.
Well, we can't take the kids out of the school. Okay, I tell you what. Yeah. It's snowing. It's 29 degrees. You're having spinal surgery today. Take a cab.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe we'll see Amy on HBO.
Oh, taxi cab. Well,
after she's all drugged up with the procedure, that'd be pretty good.
I'm sure she'll be A-OK.
I never believe taxi cab confessions. I believe it's fake. I believe it's fixed.
I'm sure she's A-OK.
I believe it's completely contrived. Like, you can tell me that every episode of that, they have, you know, like a hooker get in there that's going to have a detailed discussion with her John about what's going to happen. I don't buy that for a second.
But that's where, you know, I just jump through the friggin' phone and say, you know, I'll be there. I'll take you. But, you know, what can you do?
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's long distance. It's frustrating.
What can you do? She's a grown woman.
You have loved ones in different parts of the country. Yeah. I've lived my whole life like that. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. They know what they're doing, I guess. Sure. Snow at 29 degrees. Nice. Spinal surgery. Oh, your cab's here. All right. See you guys for dinner.
Don't slip.
Bye-bye.
You know, Don, I have had, you know, most of my family live far apart from me for most of my life, and I found that my general thoughtlessness helps me get through that. Just thought I'd pass that along. It helps. It helps to go, oh, yeah, so that other person is taking care of it? Thanks, Mom. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
It's times like that just shows me she is my kid, because I could see Bart doing that.
Sure.
Absolutely could see Bart taking a cab to go to the hospital if he had to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
I'm sure she's not the first person that's done it, and won't be the last.
No, no, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just
a little better going to the hospital with a cab than the coming home part is a little tough. I just hope the suspension's
good.
You
know, I just picture, you know, some guy that looked like John
Leguizamo?
Yeah, you know, behind the wheel, and he's got the cigarette. Hey, looking at her in the rearview mirror. You little lad of it, little lady.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an
not
evil
really,
thought.
Horrible. Not really, Mike. But I mean,
I didn't know that's where your mind was going.
No, I mean, I don't like the thought of her getting in a car.
See, I think,
you know,
when I think in terms of cabs, I think it's this is what I would envision happening, going, there's no way this street exists on this map.
Oh, but then
it's been 6 hours.
You know, I'm forgetting it's Minnesota.
Right.
It's Minnesota nice. So no matter who it is, whether it's a white person, a black person, an Arab, they all speak. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I'll take you home there.
I got a couple extra blankets in the trunk.
Yeah.
But you don't want the blankets that are in the trunk.
Taxi blankets.
Taxi trunks. Taxi trunks are about the grossest thing in the world.
Anyway, I hope she's doing okay. And,
sure.
And next, you know, next time, for God's sakes, don't take a cab. And,
don't they have buses out there?
Yeah, there you go. Much safer, better
Minnesota
lighting.
Minnesota bus traffic.
Anyway, so, you know, what are you? Stupid like your mother?
That's
really all I have to say about that.
Right.
We got a break here so we can talk to Joe Theismann about his facelift. But, Mike, do not think that that I've forgotten
what
you told me before the show.
What?
When we get done with Joe, remember the other day, Mike, last week Mike recommitted to his workout regime. And then yesterday...
I mentioned that I had failed.
That you had,
but I was a fallen dieter.
But that you were back on it. Yesterday you committed again to it. And
yeah.
And then last night, for whatever reason, Mike said to me before the show, he said, well, I figure as long as I was going to be starting the new program today, that last night I would let myself go just one last time.
Big blow. I had talked about the fact that I'd done some light snacking in between, and one of the things that I said that I hadn't done is something I decided to do last night on my way home. Since Carla wasn't going to be home when I got home for dinner.
Okay, hold on a second. Can you save it, please?
I sure can.
Wow.
Wow, that was a late call.
Yeah.
I
had a very good plan.
Yeah, you were going to have chicken with rice, right?
Yeah, maybe. You know what? Maybe really all along it's what I wanted.
You wanted.
I think seriously at about 5 o'clock is when the cheating began. So when I started thinking about the cheating.
So when does the regime now started?
It doesn't bother me that you
here
do that.
Here is the pusher. What do you have, Joe? Somebody,
come on, Mike. Come join us.
What do you have, Joe?
Don't listen to those people.
What do you have?
I got Snickers and M&Ms and Butterfinger and Kit Kats in the back. Fresh.
Wow. Not interested. Not interested today. Not interested. I'll tell you all about it.
All right,
I'll tell you all about my night last night.
But is today day one?
Well, yeah. I mean, I suppose, yeah.
Well, is it or not?
Well, I mean, if I work out, it's a day that's a good day. I worked out today.
Okay, go ahead.
I worked out vigorously today. Worked out harder than I have in all the 4 days that I did last week. I worked harder today than I did all last week.
Good.
There's only one problem with that.
Wow.
This is the only day I've worked out this week.
Well, that's a start.
See, it's all a push. But, no, I have to tell the whole story.
All right. Well, we have Joe coming up next.
Please don't embarrass me in front of Joe.
I will not. I hate being embarrassed in front of a reporter.
You know, I hate in front of a handsome man. I hate being embarrassed.
Yes, no problem, Mike. We'll take that up in the break after Joe T. So we'll talk to Skeletor.
But this morning when I woke up, I felt just like that TV commercial. I think it's for Taco Bell. I'm full. I'm full.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Thank you, Chris.
I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of it.
Well, it'd be a hell of a lot of weight.
I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves.
Oh, can I say something? This will make anybody that's rooting for me in this feel better about my weight. Uh-huh. I'd like to go on record saying I am not heavier than anyone on The Biggest Loser. Any of the men?
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Thank you,
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Is that Joe? All right, tell him we're going to break. We'll be right back with Joe, too.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.